This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So here's what you've got. A bunch of radicalized leftists incited by the mainstream media and the Democrat Party to go out and commit acts of violence based upon false narratives. And they keep getting more insane. We're going to break more of that down. But let's go and look at another clip here of one of the men who, well, I guess almost ran over some of these protesters. You can describe it how you want. But this is a guy who refused to adhere to the mob rule in Portland, Oregon. Look at them beating the car. They have weapons. They're all masked up. There's one individual that stands in front of the car while he's trying to get away. He speeds away. They chase him down. I mean, this is a mob of freak shows. These are mentally deranged people. Now he gets out of the car and they kind of calm down for a second because they see, oh wait, there is a human. It is a human. And then he gets back in the car and they start kicking the car because it's easier to just beat an inanimate object, but a human, see, they haven't gone totally numb to the world yet. Just numb to any intellect and common sense. So the human element of him still intimidates them a little bit. But let's go to another clip of these protesters. Guys, roll clip 12.
Oh, can I? Well, shut the up.
Just go that way.
Who in their right mind gets in front of traffic like this?
Yeah, you little white little.
No one, that's who. These people are not in their right mind.
You're a little whitey, aren't you? The First Amendment.
You're a little whitey. Please. I'm a little whitey.
Just please turn right.
Please. Look at this guy.
For Jesus Christ's sake, just
please.
Turn right.
You're blocking traffic and they're getting hit. Oh,
you're blocking traffic. This garden gnome
just go.
Is standing in the middle of the road and saying this guy driving his car in the road is blocking traffic. I mean, can you believe these people? I thank them for creating more Trump supporters and more Republican voters. I thank them.
Carolina,
right. All right, guys, let's pull back from that. That garden gnome is, oh my, oh, the side profile. Yeesh. But the Republicans are starting to wake up. Listen to what Chuck Grassley had to say in response to these Kavanaugh protesters.
You've had people thrown out of restaurants. You've had people shamed and criticized online, and obviously protesters in your face. First off, do you believe George Soros is behind all of this, paying these people to get you and your colleagues in elevators or wherever they can get in your face?
I have heard so many people believe that. I tend to believe it. I believe it fits in his attack mode that he has and how he uses his billions.
Where did you hear that name
resources.
First?
I think it promotes incivility.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, society. Bring that down. Now you have Vice News' Glasses admitting some of the Kavanaugh protesters were paid.
This news actually spent a lot of time with the protesters over this past week.
Oh, it
we
wasn't
saw the
glasses.
President
I'm sorry.
Say these are professional protesters paid by George Soros, et cetera, et cetera. What? Who were these people? What was going on?
A lot of them were normal people who are mad. We hung out with a group from Alaska who was very specifically talking to Lisa Murkowski. A lot of them were Native Americans, which also played into Lisa Murkowski's decision. They actually felt a lot of respect for her because she brought them into their office. She had a real conversation with them. And we also saw people who were organized. In that moment with Jeff Flake on the Hill, we talked to one woman who works for Ultraviolet, who was paid. She helped steer people in the right ways to be able to confront
senators.
There
were paid.
There were people who were paid by organizations like
they are paid protesters
to try to harness that energy in a way that would make the viral moment
harness that energy. Feel the power of the dark side. Let the dark side fill you. Let the hate fill your soul, and then go find Jeff Flake and Lisa Murkowski and use the force of the dark side on them. That's right. Assault them in elevators, block traffic, threaten
kill them. Tell them they're racist, yes. Let the power of evil and hate fill your soul.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. Bio-3 selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I don't know about you, but I'm personally glad Nikki Haley is not the ambassador to the UN anymore. This is a woman who said, well, next time there's an event in Syria, we're going to blame Assad. Wow. Real responsible, Haley. But even though I'm glad that she's out, that war hawk, I have a feeling she'll be back pretty soon with political aspirations. So maybe it's good news for the meantime, but watch out for Nikki Haley. All the neocon war hawks love themselves some Haley. Let's go back to what I was talking about in the last segment, though, how the left is just going totally unhinged. I mean, this is insane. So it's mainstream news. Everybody knows Soros is paying these protesters, and it's more complex than that. You know, it's like, okay, oh yeah, Soros is just handing them money. There's like this weird thing. It's like people, they can't understand the complexities of these issues. No, Soros uses his billions of dollars to fund front groups like Move On and other things that then allocate those funds to local groups that then organize the radical left to go do whatever it is, protest, block traffic, harass senators, whatever the case may be. So that's how it works. But Trump is calling this out now as well. And let's recall, George Soros went on 60 Minutes and said that when he was helping the Nazis round up the Jews and steal their property, it was the happiest times of his life. Now, you can say whatever you want about Soros now or whatever you think about those comments. You can't deny those comments. Those happened. He said that on 60 Minutes. That's a fact. Yes, he went around with his uncle, a Hungarian-born Jew who's now banned from Hungary, went around rounding up Jews, taking their properties. You can imagine where they ended up. That was Soros. He said that on 60 Minutes. But now listen to what Joe Scarborough says, Psycho Joe. They got that dead intern out of his closet, right, guys? I wasn't sure. By the way, I didn't even know this. One of Dianne Feinstein's first election victories, her opponent died, just like Hillary Clinton. But I digress. Here's Psycho Joe talking about what Trump says, commenting on George Soros. Go ahead and roll clip 17.
On Friday, President Trump falsely claimed protesters were not motivated by their concerns, but by paychecks from billionaire
fact.
George Soros.
That's a fact.
Quote,
well, that's a very old, tired, anti-Semitic. anti-Semitic.
The guy worked with Nazis.
He's on the internet, Mika.
Oh, yeah, Joe. So George Soros, who was a Hungarian-born Jew, but did work with the Nazis as a kid and said it was the best time of his life. But now if you insult him, you're anti-Semitic. And if you report on him paying for all these protests, whether it be, you know, after 3 degrees of separation from his bank account, it originates from his bank account. He knows where it goes. But if you report on that, well, that's just tired news. That's just old news. Thanks, Psycho Joe. Always good to have you on board the fake news train. But these protesters are getting worse now. And in Vancouver, a man's truck was set on fire. And it was believed because he had Trump stickers on it. Let's roll that local news report.
Cell phone video captures the moment right after a pickup truck parked outside a Vancouver bar goes up in flames, awakening neighbors in the immediate area.
I was asleep on my couch, and like it had been like 2:30, and then all of a sudden I hear a loud boom and the windows shake.
As shocked as he was, nobody was more astonished than the owner of the truck.
It just took me by surprise. It blew me away.
I try to do the right thing.
Johnny McKay left his truck
domestic terrorism.
Outside the Lodge Bar and Grill after some drinks Sunday night. He returned early Monday morning.
Oh, he drinks like Kavanaugh. He's a rapist.
It was completely melted. The light bar on top was liquefied. It was just bad.
McKay is confident the fire was intentional.
As of course it was. They spray paint Trump on the side.
Painted on the side of the truck. And McKay says he has bumper stickers supporting the president.
There were two. There was one that said Trump 2020, make liberals cry again.
Oh, instead they just burnt your car to the ground.
Keep America great.
McKay says he didn't
firebomb your car.
Trump. He just supports him now because he's the president. But McKay adds it shouldn't even matter.
People just need to relax. They need to, you know, the world's not going to stop turning because somebody's in office that you don't like.
McKay is hoping this cell phone coupled with the bar's surveillance video will lead investigators to the suspect.
I just can't explain. I feel violated.
So here's the deal. Go ahead and pull out, guys. You know, this is a very sensitive issue. Because, look, I tell people to wear their Trump hats out. I mean, that's my solution to this. We sell bumper stickers and magnets to put on cars and everything. I mean, but this is why, this is the chilling effect. This is why people don't put Trump bumper stickers on their cars. This is why people don't wear Trump hats out. Because the left in this country, and you know, here's the thing too, because I talk to a lot of people behind the scenes who are liberals. But, and they take it personally when I use the phrase liberal. So I try not to use that phrase because it's really not fair. These people are not liberals. They're mentally deranged, brainwashed stooges of the Democrat Party and the CIA Mockingbird Media Press, which occupies the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and MSNBC. And I've got some clips from some of that we're going to play here probably in this hour to break it all down, too. But a real liberal right now just doesn't even want to talk politics. These people are mentally deranged leftists. Truly victims of Stockholm syndrome. And you know, I might as well just go to this now because I don't think anyone else covers this as much as me. But I have been saying this on the War Room and probably, you know, a handful of times when I fill in for Alex Jones here. This is not rhetoric. If we really cared about these people, if we really lived in a sane society, if we lived in a functioning society, we would be putting these people in mental institutions. These people need to be institutionalized. Now, that's not going to happen. I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying that's what would be done if we lived in a sane society. We don't. But I hark on this every day. Mass mental illness, mass Stockholm syndrome, mass hysteria. That's what we're dealing with here. That is the biggest issue. And it's a symptom of the CIA Mockingbird Press. It's a symptom of the chemicals in the food and the water and the air. It's a symptom of the propaganda in the education system. They are the mass zombie hordes that have been totally brainwashed by all the propaganda, the flicker rates, the television, the food, the chemicals, everything. You're seeing them activated now. And I've been saying this. But PJ Media has a great story by Christian Adams. Kavanaugh foes fill Senate gallery with sounds of the insane. I was in the Senate gallery this afternoon when Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed. You would have thought I was at an exorcism in an insane asylum. And it goes on to describe the events from an eyewitness in the Senate gallery that day. But folks, you go listen. Go listen to the video of the audio when Alex Jones went to the event when they were trashing his name. He says, "We're going to make America great again." What do you hear? Boo! Yes! Every time with these people. These are demonic sounds. These people, whatever you want to call it, demon-possessed, brainwashed, whatever it is, there is something about these people that is not normal. It's mass mental illness. It's demonic possession. It's deranged, unhinged behavior. These people need psychiatric help. It's already been diagnosed, Trump derangement syndrome. It's probably going to be in the DSM-6. Seriously. What are we going to do? So we're just going to allow these people to terrorize this country, engage in domestic terror. They're going to start killing people. That's what's going to happen next, folks, because we refuse to realize we have a mass mental illness problem.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I have phone lines lit up. We're going to discuss, what do you make of President Trump saying it's the Democrats that colluded with Russia after his meeting with Rosenstein? Did he flip Rosenstein? Was Q right and Rosenstein and Mueller working with Trump the whole time? If that's the case, was it so deceptive they had to pretend to be against Manafort and Flynn? So all the complexities of that with your phone calls here soon. But I want to go to a land of the unknown, a land of suspense. It's the InfoWars Mystery Science Horror Theater. We travel a path through space and time where logic and common sense no longer exist. We travel back in time to the Senate gallery during the Kavanaugh confirmation through the words of Christian Adams from PJ Media. Guys, cue the effects. I was in the Senate gallery this afternoon when Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed. You would have thought I was at an exorcism in an insane asylum. Perhaps you were watching on television and heard the disruptions, though you certainly didn't see them. The attenuated audio probably didn't catch the frightening, incoherent shrieking, including the lingering screaming and howling as they were being dragged down the hallways outside the gallery. If there was any doubt that the opposition to Kavanaugh was unhinged, uncivil, disruptive, rude, and borderline nuts, my experience in the gallery made it clear. Mob rule is necessary, one shrieking woman shouted before security personnel could settle her down. Another crazed woman later screamed, "I will not consent! I will not consent!" She was like a feminist automation. "I will not consent! I will not consent!" Capitol Police were less forgiving and drug her out the doors and down the hallway. I have visited mental hospitals for the seriously mentally ill, and the shrieks from this woman were as odd and unearthly as anything I have ever heard inside a mental hospital. They echoed off the halls and ceilings outside the gallery in decreasing but astonishing aptitude. Then the roll was called. And it sounded like the gates of hell opened up. Nearly a dozen women interrupted in unison, shouting, howling, screaming, in an unrecognizable venomous wail. They wouldn't stop. There was a fury, a rage, a hate, a poison in the noise. It wasn't prose. It wasn't strong. It was a swarming, shrill, swirling noise. I leaned over to someone and whispered, "Pay attention. That's what the left sounds like." Nothing they were yelling and howling could be heard. It was the sound of all of them, in discordant, rage-fueled, wild fury that was so unearthly. I have never heard a sound like it before. Senator Dick Durbin said a few weeks ago in response to the committee that these were the sounds of democracy. No, they weren't. These were the sounds of hell. These were the sounds of a group of people tinkering with madness. They were the sounds of an irrational, unhinged, and unmoored lunatics. These were the people who opposed Kavanaugh's nomination. They were an embarrassment to themselves and to humanity. And now we leave the InfoWars Mystery Science Suspense Horror Theater. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. you thought that zombie hordes were just in video games and movies. Nope. They're at Democrat events and Democrat protests. So that's what you get. Now, when we come back, I'm going to go to all of these calls, and I've got a ton of news that we're going to get to before the end of the broadcast, too. We're going to be taking your calls all the way up till the conclusion of the Alex Jones Show today at 3 o'clock Central. What do you make of President Trump after his meeting with Rosenstein, which was the biggest story 2 weeks ago? Then the Kavanaugh circus happened, and the Rosenstein meeting came and went, and nobody barely blinked an eye. But then Trump said, after meeting with Rosenstein, it's clear to me now that the Democrats colluded with Russia. Of course, we all knew that already. That was already news. Trump had already said that. But what happened in the meeting with Rosenstein? Did Trump flip Rosenstein? Were Rosenstein and Mueller always working with Trump, as QAnon has said? If that's true, was it so deceptive that they had to pretend to go after Manafort and Flynn? It's really just all crazy. What do you think happens next? Because here's the craziest part about this. Whatever happens to the deep state here, whose names we now know, what happens to the mentally deranged protesters if this goes down? Obviously, it would be the greatest thing for the world to see the likes of Hillary Clinton put in jail and the members of the Obama administration's crimes exposed and perhaps them put in jail. It's what the world needs. It's what this country needs. But then what happens to these mentally insane people? They're only going to get more delusional. How do we bring them back to reality? How do we settle these unhinged lunatics that are just getting more violent and more riled up by the day? You know, that's like the challenge behind the challenge. It's like, yes, the real challenge is the existential threat to America and to this republic and to world democracy, which is the deep state in the West. It also works with deep staters over in the UN and all that, you know, whatever goes on over there, too. But if it all comes down, if it all is exposed, if there is justice in this country, what do the shrieking zombie demonic hordes do next? Because reality and facts don't influence these people's lives. So that's the challenge behind the challenge that we're probably all going to have to face. But you know what? That's why we sell emergency food at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have massive specials happening. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. That includes best-selling supplements like Survival Shield X2, The Real Red Pill, Brain Force Plus, Secret 12, Vitamin B12, Super Male Vitality, and more. Bodies, Caveman, Ultimate Bone Broth. That's the new formula we have. All of it, 50% off. Everything I just said, 50% off. Read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself to see why these products are so highly rated. And then take advantage of the massive specials, 50% off. 50% off Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. Order 10 of them right now, and you'll be set. You'll be set for a year or two. Give them to your kids. Send them off with your kids to school. It's 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But you know what? That's not even enough. Free shipping as well. So half off the entire InfoWars Life product line. And then just, you know what? Let's just kick them a little free shipping, too. We'll just throw in free shipping. How about that? You know what? 50% off. That was only going halfway. Pun intended. Let's go all the way. Free shipping as well. 50% off every InfoWars Live product and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you take us to the next level.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. Because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Elon Musk landed a rocket again yesterday. The Falcon was landed. Falcon, yes. So whether the Earth is round or flat, or we live in a projection, or we evolved from primordial ooze, that rocket still landed back on Earth. And now you see why Elon Musk doesn't give a flip about what people say or think about him because the guy lands rockets. Yeah. And the space race in the private market is really heating up. Richard Branson says that Virgin is going to be in space in weeks, even. So you got all that coming. Lots of news, lots more clips coming here on the Alex Jones Show, but we've got phone lines lit up. And specifically, I just want to ask about, what do you think this Rosenstein meeting with Trump means to the deep state? Is Rosenstein still trying to play Trump? Does Trump know Rosenstein is trying to play him? Or were Rosenstein and Trump working together the whole time, as QAnon has alleged, and Mueller? Did Trump just flip Rosenstein? So it's all crazy, but in case you didn't hear, the story is on Breitbart and Infowars.com. Trump, after meeting with Rod Rosenstein, Democrats colluded with Russia. And he says, I think we'll be treated very fairly. Everybody understands there was no collusion. So that means that at least in the meeting, whether Rosenstein's playing Trump or Trump's playing Rosenstein or they're getting along, they obviously came to the conclusion, look, there was no Trump-Russia collusion, and we know that's the case. So why is the probe still going on then? Very interesting stuff. Trump also said America owes Kavanaugh an apology and did apologize for America to Kavanaugh during his swearing in yesterday. But the phone lines are lit up. Let's start with Ashley calling in from my home state of Missouri. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I'm on the way to St. Louis. I just rolled through Indianapolis. Anyways, what I got today is Alex brought up a Q thing, and what just so happened, there's a lot of Q groups on Facebook, and one of them I kind of dabble in. I asked the question, do you Alex Jones and InfoWars is part of Q, just out of curiosity what people would say. And a lot of people said no, but they think that they give Alex a lot of credit for waking up millions of people. But there was also a lot of people on there that were accused of Alex and InfoWars of being controlled.
Ashley, we're losing you right here. Let me just respond, and we'll see if your connection gets better. I mean, again, I have always had the same stance on Q. And from the very outset, I never covered it simply because it's an anonymous source. Maybe it's real, maybe it's not. It could easily be co-opted. I believe, obviously, it has been co-opted, whether it was real or not from the get-go. You can obviously see conflicting messages. And then, like you said, you know, the new QAnon thing is alleging that we're secret agents of Mossad or whatever the case may be. Of course, it's ridiculous. And so then, how am I supposed to take anything from Q seriously when I know that stuff goes out there? But again, it could be co-opted. There could be 5 Qs. There could be 10 Qs. I don't know. But Ashley, you were breaking up. I think we got your connection back again. Go ahead.
Yeah, so like, I just wanted to give you a chance, you know, set the record straight on that. And
well, but, yeah. Thank you so much for the. Are you? I've talked to you before. You drive a truck around, don't you?
Yeah, I've just rolled through Indianapolis. I'm on my way to St. Louis. So, yeah, been on your show a couple times. So.
Who are you working through out there in St. Louis? They got a bunch of trucking stuff.
Yeah, I truck for a Woody Boogler out of, it's about an hour west of St. Louis.
There you go. And, well, I love it, brother. Well, thank you for calling in, and let me just respond. Here's the thing. I mean, it's like, if we took the time to respond to all of the craziness out there, the rumors and innuendo about InfoWars or Alex Jones, we would never have time to cover any news. And, of course, you know, I've it's just nuts. Look, OK, it's just insane. We're lucky if we put our shoes on the right foot every morning. You know, we're lucky if we remember to put our belt on. So trust me, we're trying to get funding here at InfoWars Store doing massive sales. So the point is, I appreciate you, you know, saying, hey, look, I, you know, you want to respond to these rumors that Q says about InfoWars on air. People can believe whatever they want to believe. But as one popular commentator, Mike Cernovich, says, show me the results. What are the results of InfoWars? All right. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Joseph calling in from Colorado. Fire away.
How you doing, Owen?
Good.
That's great. Good to hear you guys out there keeping on. Keep the faith. Don't give up. I know it's tough. These people consumed by their hatred, but you know, we're fighting a good fight. I'm convinced personally that China is the one responsible for all this, because now after the revelation that we've seen all of these microchips and everything, it looks to me like there's some kind of soft takeover that was in place, and I think Obama is going to sell everybody out, to be honest.
This is an interesting point. No. Hold on. Let's pontificate on this a little bit. This is honestly so complex. It's like, I don't want to say the wrong thing or even the right thing here, because it gets so taken out of context, and I just know how that goes. So I'm going to try to not say the wrong thing here. But basically what you're saying is more accurate than you realize. And you essentially had the Chinese communists running the Democrat Party trying to get Hillary in. Now, I'm not sure if Obama was part of that cabal or as much as Hillary definitely is. I think Obama had his own stuff going on, and then because he became so popular, the Democrats had to work with Obama. But, and so maybe that's why Obama could turn on all of them, but I don't really know if that's the case. But the point is, absolutely 100%, Joseph, it was the Chinese communists behind the Democrats, and still to this day are behind the Democrats. And say what you want about Trump and his relationship with China, it's like this whole trade war thing. Now they have classes on college campuses about Trump's trade war. This is unbelievable. And this is, again, Chinese propaganda. And then I have to sit here and know, oh, you're going along with the false dichotomy between Jews and China. It's like, no, you're the one obsessed with the Jews and whatever the Zionists are doing, which is fine. That's out there. I'm looking at what China's trying to do, the communists, to my country right now, which I'd rather have free market. If you want to blame the free market on the Jews, fine. I prefer the free market than the Chinese communist market. But just look at Hillary Clinton's private server owned by the Chinese. Look at Dianne Feinstein having a Chinese spy under her employ for 20 years. And look at what President Trump is doing to China. They say Trump has started a trade war with China. Okay, fine. So what has China been doing to us then? Trade rape. Trade rape. By China. And so Trump gets into office and he says, hey, look, I'll get along with the Chinese. I respect the Chinese leadership. I mean, they're much smarter than our leadership. Look at how they stole our economy right out from under us. That's how dumb our leaders are. So Trump says, okay, we're not going to let China steal our economy anymore. And we're going to have fair trade. And we're going to bring manufacturing and jobs back. That's what we're going to do. So, of course, China and the Democrats would do everything they can to try to stop that, Joseph. So yes, we got 50 seconds left here. Go ahead and close us out.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, rebellion is against God, and revolution is against those disbelieving in God. So your left seems to think that there's a civil war coming, and I don't think that's the case. I think it's going to be a revolutionary war against these banksters, against the pharmaceutical industry, against the entertainment industry, and you know, that's where I'm directing my prayers, and I hope you guys do, and keep the faith, and may God bless you guys, and may God bless all the faithful.
Powerful call from Joseph in Colorado. Absolutely. You know, I like that. I actually said that yesterday. I wouldn't classify what's about to happen as a civil war, because it won't be a civil war. It'll be a mop-up crew, and it will be the revolution taking foot. Yeah, get in the way of the Trump train. Get flattened.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're taking your calls. Trump just met with Rod Rosenstein, seemingly in the dark of the night. It was the biggest story 2 weeks ago. Then it came and went and barely blinked an eye, we did. After meeting with Rod Rosenstein, Trump says it was the Democrats that colluded with Russia. I think we'll be treated very fairly. Everybody understands there was no collusion. What do you make of that? What is the nature of the relationship right now between Trump and Rosenstein? And what do you think about QAnon? Was it ever real? Were some of the points put out real? Or what do you think about that? So we're taking your calls. We've got Joe in North Carolina up next. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? I love your show. Love your hosting. I just wanted to make a shout out as well, too. I love when Ali hosts on there on InfoWars. It's a great show. I take all your products. You know, they're amazing. They've definitely changed my life. As far as Q's concerned, I've sort of watched it from the very start and heard things about, you know, it was, General Flynn was the first one who started it. Then it switched over to, other people didn't have the same control. And, you know, there's been some things that are persuasive from Q, but then obviously some, you know, cookie cutter, like fortune cookie type stuff. And
yeah, there's definitely, I mean, people, I was an editor for a long time at student newspapers in high school and college. So you can tell writing style, and it's a very, very telltale sign, writing style, where basically you can tell who wrote something without even knowing the author just by writing style. And so you could tell that QAnon, in the beginning at least, there were a couple writing styles that were consistent, and then there was a really consistent writing style for a while, and then it just kind of had no consistency. So there were definitely more than one people posting. Whether any of them are real or not is not the point, but you can tell by the writing style that there were definitely different people, you know, being QAnon at least at one point. And by the way, pull that story back up, guys. I'm not sure. That is it. That is the story. That story right there changed everything. Let me explain why. This is from NBC News, how three conspiracy theories took Q and sparked QAnon. Now, actually, I'm not sure if that's the original headline, but basically, Trump had a rally either the night or two nights before that NBC News published that article, and there were dozens of Q signs, huge Q signs. They took over the broadcast, basically. After that, and that NBC News story, no longer at Trump rallies could you bring in a sign. They banned signs after that. Now, if you think all that's a coincidence, I got a bridge to sell you in the Lost City of Atlantis. So that's just interesting that you bring that up. But go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I mean, one of the things that I guess turned me off from Q was when you started attacking like Corsi and people like that. It was definitely a difference in the writing style and the way that Q was sort of dispensing information. But I guess the question I would have to more Q followers now is that, if you're starting a movement where you're trying to enlighten people, like you say, and you're starting to, get all these people together and get a movement together, I don't think the Q followers understand, the ones that are hardcore, understand that when somebody that doesn't know about the movement is asking a question, that attacking that person is like a bot or whatever, calling them crazy, and they viciously attack people just for you literally asking a question.
Well, isn't that the risk, though? Isn't that the risk of social media in general, Joe? Because, I'll tell you, this has been one of the strangest things. And I'm so sick of social media, folks. It's so unhealthy for you. And what Joe is talking about right now is kind of the point. There's so many bots and fake accounts, and you don't know what's real and fake. I mean, even when it comes to Q, and it's like, look, I don't care. There's probably millions of people that follow Q and InfoWars. And so, it's just like, let's get as much information and try to sort it all out. But who knows? I mean, how much of Q is just trolling? I mean, how many people, when they saw the Q post, Alex Jones and InfoWars is a Israeli operation or whatever the claim is, how many people saw that and were like, oh my gosh, yes, and shared it everywhere and thought that was a big thing because that's what they're into. They're into claiming that we're, Israeli shills or whatever it is. So how much of it is just like trolling people to get a response out of them? But real quick, I got to tell you, I sent out a tweet the other day, and if you guys want to pull up at War Room Memes and just see all the responses, I put out a tweet saying, put your Superman cape on, and it was a picture of the Make America Great Again hat that Kanye West wears, the red classic one, because he said it's like putting a Superman cape on. So I use that analogy, and I'm telling you, I've never had more response on social media from leftists. And you see the derangement. And then you see that they're all saying almost the exact same thing. And you have to sit there and ask yourself, are these people even real? Are these thousands of responses? There's the original tweet. But guys, I put out images of all the responses. Actually, you can go through the replies too, if you want. But you have to ask yourself, are these people real? Are these people really that deep into the cult and groupthink that they all naturally, organically say the exact same thing? Or are these literally fake accounts? It's like, I don't know, and honestly, I don't even care. So it's like, why am I dealing with this crap? So I don't know, I'm kind of going off the edge here, Joe. If you want to bring it back home before we let you go, go ahead.
No, I mean, I definitely agree. I mean, you look at anything online and, there's a huge, shakedown that happens no matter what you say. And you don't know whether to tell if somebody's a bot or not, but you can sort of tell probably by the amount of, the same things that people say over and over again. But again, I mean, to the few people, if you're trying to get people in your movement and your, you know, your whole question, everything has meaning, it probably wouldn't be beneficial to your movement and to the enlightenment or the enlightening or, you know, the calm before the storm, all this stuff, to attack people that just ask questions when your whole premise is based on asking questions. So it just, again, it just sort of makes people look like fools and again, that cult-like behavior. Because you do have turnover. You do have people that do follow, you know, InfoWars, thank you. You have people that don't follow InfoWars that follow you and vice versa. But again, I just want to say great job, Owen, y'all at InfoWars, Alex, everybody does a great job. Y'all were the reason for myself taking the red pill. I can't ever thank you enough for that. Again, I love all your products so much, you know, Brain Force. I wish you the Survival Shield was going to be coming out, you know, with more of that. I take that. All of the products are awesome. I love them. And again, if you, you know, the only request I can make is if you could get Ali on there more hosting, I would love that. He's one of a great host. And I think, you know, it's just a great show in general. So God bless you. You have a great day, man.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Ali Alexander, every once in a while hosts the fourth hour, a good new, kind of more of on the philosopher end of things. For political commentary, but yeah, and Survival Shield X2 is on its last run right now, Joe, so make sure you take advantage of 50% off. All right, let's squeeze in a quick caller here. Let's squeeze in Carlos from Canada before we take a break. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Owen. Just a very, very brief comment on Jeff Sessions. President Trump met him in 2005 when he gave a presentation to a committee of the Senate for the renovation of the United Nations building, and he was very impressed with Trump at the time, and Senator Sessions subsequently endorsed him and supported him. If you know the candidacy of President Trump, he was opposed both by the Democrats and internally in the Republican Party.
And let's expand on that. Let's expand on that. As Nikki Haley is, you know, she's resigned today. I'm celebrating. I mean, I am the least bit of a fan of Nikki Haley. It's like, oh, gosh. And I see these conservatives, you know, oh, Nikki Haley's so great. Oh, I hope she comes back. Oh, run for president. I'm like, another neocon war hawk that blames leaders of countries for acts of war that never even happened as a presumptive measure? I mean, that is so irresponsible. I mean, let alone almost sick. And that's Nikki Haley. Yeah, no, get out, Nikki Haley. But here's my point to the caller. Let's not forget, folks, and I'm not throwing stones here, even though I think it would be fair to, but, you know, we don't like to divide here. The point is that, I mean, InfoWars was one of the first, if not the first news organization to say, no, Trump's the real deal. He's going to win. And you go back and you look, a lot of these big conservative names, I'm not going to name them. I don't think they're the enemy. But Nikki Haley was one of them, were never Trumpers during the campaign. They were never Trumpers up till July when Trump got the Republican nomination. So let's not forget, I mean, big names. I'm just going to leave it there. Almost all of them were never Trumpers, folks, until the nomination in July. You do not think for one second Trump does not have a list of all those people that were anti-Trump during the nomination process. Nikki Haley was one of them, folks. So don't Trump does not operate isolated.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula,